The pasuk in Biketz, as the brothers appear before Yosef, so it says, "Vayakei Yosef et Achav." Yosef recognized his brothers, "Vehem lo hikiru." They didn't recognize him. And then the pasuk goes on and says, "Vayizkor Yosef et Achalamos eshel achalam lohem." Yosef remembered the dreams which he dreamt about them, and then he proceeds to say, "You are spies." He accuses them of being spies. So Rashi says on this phrase, which he dreamt about them, says Rashi, "V'yoda sheniskaimu," and he knew that they had been fulfilled. Shaharei yishtachavu lo, because they bowed down to him. That's Rashi's comment. The Ramban, however, consistent with a much broader approach about the dreams, says something quite different. Ramban says that he remembered the dreams that he dreamt, and he realized that they hadn't been fulfilled yet, because at this point Binyamin is not there. So Binyamin is not present, and the dream says that he's going to have his 11 brothers bow down to him, and he doesn't have 11 brothers bowing down to him. So now the Ramban understands that Yosef all along is governed here by Nevuah, that the Chalomos that Yosef has are the equivalent of any message that a Navi would receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Navi is responsible for his Nevuah. It's not just that a Navi gets some kind of an indication of the future and then he goes around with that power, but he's actually responsible for making it happen. So therefore, according to the Ramban, Yosef remembers the dreams and now he has to make it happen. And he sees it's almost happening, but it hasn't happened yet. So he has to take action to make it happen. This explains also how the Ramban understands the beginning of Vayeshev, when Yosef goes and tells his brothers about the dreams. What is he? Is he foolish? Is he that naive? He knows his brothers have a jealousy issue with him. They have all kinds of issues. And so he goes and says, "I had this dream." Then he has a second dream, and he goes and he tells not only them, but he tells them in front, he tells their father, his father, in front of them, what's going on over here. So the answer is, he feels responsible. He actually can't not, because it's not just that he had a dream and he knows what the dream means, but he understands that he was just given Nevuah. As a Navi in possession of Nevuah, he has to take action. He has to tell them, because the Nevuah is for them. So therefore he goes to them and he says, "Listen, you got to listen to this dream, because this dream is Nevuah." That's why the second time he says, "Shimuna hachalom hazeh," please listen. Why is he saying please listen? Why, if he's going to lord over them, so to speak, he should say, "Haha, listen to this." The Shimuna is that he's begging them to listen, because this is a Nevuah that he has. And with this, the Ramban answers over here how Yosef could be understood to tolerate the suffering of his father. Here is Yosef, this powerful figure in Mitzrayim. He knows his father is suffering his loss, doesn't know what happened to him, thinks he might be dead, and he knows the bond that exists between him, and he tolerates that for whatever reason. So if you say that Yosef feels that, you know, the dreams have to be fulfilled, so what? So why would you let your father suffer just because of that? So whatever, so the dreams won't be fulfilled. But if you understand that it's Nevuah, so then he can't allow this thing to unfold any other way. He has to actually make it happen this way. And therefore he has to make sure that Binyamin comes down, and then ultimately he has to make sure that Yaakov comes down, because Hashem is Bahayareach. So therefore these chalomos have to be fulfilled. And therefore, Ramban says, Yosef does not reveal himself and does not send a message immediately to the father. Other Rishonim have different approaches. One of the most awesome in the implications is the Balei HaTosfos, who say that Yosef doesn't tell his father because he doesn't want his father to deal with the fact that his brothers sold him away. And it's clear that even after Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim and is rejoined with Yosef, Yaakov Avinu doesn't, Yosef doesn't allow an opportunity to come up in which the story is ever told. He allows Yaakov to surmise that when he went to Hebron to find his brothers, that somehow he got lost and he got picked up and he got sold away or something like that. Because if you could see a couple times, there's indications of precious Vayechi, Hinei Avicha Choleh. They tell Yosef, "Behold, your father's sick." Yosef needs some messenger to come tell him, or is he so busy with the affairs of state that he doesn't know what's going on with his own father Yaakov, that somebody else has to tell him, that some malach or whatever it is has to tell him that Yaakov is sick? The answer is that Yosef avoided his father. in spite of tremendous love and the bond, which is almost indescribable, it's not just a father-son bond the way you and I would understand it. Is we're talking about a bond of Ruach HaKodesh, a bond of everything that Yaakov stood for, Yosef stood for. So this is something that's inconceivable, the closeness that existed. In spite of that, Yosef doesn't want to endanger the Shvatim, the Shivtei Kah, by having Yaakov unwittingly say something that would be a damnation of the brothers for having sold away Yosef. And therefore, he avoids the conversation all that time, 17 years. So that, yeah, according to the way the Baalei Tosfos understand that Yosef didn't want the brothers to be cursed or to be in any way reprimanded by the father. It's an amazing act of self-control for the sake of the well-being of his brothers. It's an amazing thing. Any way you understand this, Yosef, among other things, exemplifies a tremendous midah of self-abnegation. He does not care about his own agenda, and he sublimates his own agenda to that which is good for Klal Yisrael, that which is good in terms of what the Nevuah ought to be. But there are so many different detours that he could, along the way, that he could have taken that would have served his own passions, that he doesn't do. Tremendous godless of Yosef. Even on the level, on our small level, we can appreciate some of it.